The Ecuadorian embassy in London has never had so much attention as WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange prepares to spend a second night in the diplomatic mission there. This morning, AM contacted the Ecuador's deputy foreign minister, Marco Albuja, who says Mr. Assange's fate is expected to be decided within 24 hours.
A thousand apologies, but we still can't make a final decision public yet until tomorrow. The national government is considering its position, and the president will give us his instructions tomorrow. So the only information I can add is to refer you to statements already made.
Ecuador's deputy foreign minister speaking to AM there this morning. Julian Assange breached his bail conditions by going to the embassy, where he's seeking political asylum. But his supporters, some of whom were surprised by the decision, appear to be largely sticking by him, even if it's cost them dearly. Correspondent Lisa Miller reports from London.
For more than 24 hours, the Ecuadorian embassy in a small upmarket street in central London has been at the centre of intense media scrutiny. There's been no sighting of Julian Assange. A handful of demonstrators gathered out the front, and friend Gavin McFadgen was an early visitor.
It's a very fluid situation, and as I say, he's in very good humour, and the generosity of the embassy is impressive and moving. So I think he's very grateful for it.
Scotland Yard says if the WikiLeaks founder leaves the embassy, it will arrest him for breaking his bail conditions. Extradition lawyer Alex Carlyle is convinced the standoff will only end one way.
I am sure that in due course he will be told to leave the embassy. He will then be arrested. He will probably be refused bail because he's made this attempt to escape. He will then be extradited to Sweden because he's exhausted all his remedies here. And the Swedish courts will then have to decide whether he is given bail or remains in custody in Sweden.
Julian Assange's backers may have been caught by surprise by his bid for asylum, but those who've spoken publicly have reiterated their support. Author Philip Knightley may lose more than $30,000 in bail, but he says he understands why his friend chose to do it.
Because he is a victim of a flawed judicial system in Britain and Sweden. He is the victim, I think, of persecution. I think there was a hidden agenda to the whole of his arrest for sexual charges. And I feel that he did the only possible thing to avoid a long term in a US jail.
That's at the heart of what appears to be a desperate measure, a fear that extradition to Sweden will lead eventually to extradition to the US, leaving Julian Assange open to possible espionage charges. Barrister Helena Kennedy is an expert in human rights law who's advised the Assange team in the past. She believes this is a bid to get guarantees from Sweden.
I suspect that one would be asking the Swedish authorities to give an undertaking that they're required. In international law, a country to which a person is surrendered should only deal with him on the offences for which he has been surrendered. And at the moment that it's finished, he should be allowed to exit that country.
If Sweden offered that promise, she's convinced the Ecuadorians would let him go. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.